This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening wherever you might be. My people in the Ubers, my people in the Lyfts, my people in construction, my people in security, my public service folks, my police officers, the people in the hospitals, people helping folks, protecting people. If you hanging outside, you inside, you outside, they won't let you outside. Thank you for being here. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer in New York City holding it down is Ryan Botcher. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. NFL cut day took place at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. There were no big names that got cut. Come on. And superstars are keeping their jobs. Guys who are kind of older, washed up, hurt. Hunter Renfro. Guy had ulcerative colitis. Panthers said, we don't care. You're not good enough. Bye. Mecole Hardman. Green Bay Packers said, man, we got enough receivers. We just drafted one. Goodbye. Got some quarterbacks who got the boot today. No Tommy DeVito. Gone from the New York Giants. Stinks for him. Jake Haener also gone from the New Orleans Saints. Saints were going to be pitiful and pathetic with or without him. They did say Spencer Rattler is going to be their starting quarterback, so good for them in that regard. And so we got so much more to get into as the show continues on. You may have heard the news. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift getting married. Hannifin Biber is going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk about this. And does this mean Travis Kelce is going to leave at the end of the season? He should, right? Getting married, leave, focusing on your wife. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Thank you so much to NFL historian Russell Baxter for joining us earlier in the show. Hey, thank you so much as well. Tony Gerderman joined us. He covers all things Ohio State as the Buckeyes get ready to take on Texas this Saturday afternoon. If you've missed any of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's free. People love free things. I saw a video of Kevin Durant from the Olympics. Damn, it was that last year. I guess it was in Paris. Damn, time flies. I saw a video. Kevin Durant walked into a shop and they were like, yeah, man, for all the Olympians, the food is free. And he's like, free? Like Kevin Durant hasn't made more than, I don't know, $500 million just in basketball salary. Like, I guess free is free regardless of how much money you have. I don't know if the food would taste better or what have you, but free is good. Free is good. 888-710-4ISN is the number. If you want to call up, the number again is 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, one guy, he doesn't have to worry about paying for anything. I guess he still does. He got his own money, but not like her, is Travis Kelce. Congratulations to this man. Travis Kelce getting married to Taylor Swift. We'll get into that in a second. Yeah, let's hear about some of these players that got cut. Tommy DeVito gone. No longer a Giant. Maybe they pick him up on the practice squad if he clears waivers. We'll see. Kyle Trask. Yeah, he's been down in Tampa Bay for a minute. It's like, oh, well, he can succeed. Mr. Brady. No. They brought in Baker Mayfield. Kyle Trask out of Tampa Bay. Sam Hartman, no longer in Washington. Jake Haener. I told you Jake Haener is gone from the Saints. Spencer Rattler has been named the starting quarterback. And a matter of fact, Spencer Rattler said in speaking today, winning the job over Tyler Shuck, who was drafted this year. Spencer Rattler said, I'm happy they gave me a job. Having a job is nice.
Emotions, very excited. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Worked my tail off to achieve this, and now it's here. And just ready to work with the guys and get this season going. I feel like we're headed in the right direction, and everybody's excited right now.
No, not really. I don't think Saints fans are excited. Not at all. Damn it. I'm looking at a couple Saints games. I may have to pop in for a Sunday and pop back to Atlanta because them games, man, I may pay 5 cents to go to a game. Shout outs to everybody in the renovated Superdome. I feel bad for Hunter Renfro. This guy had some stomach issues, missed last season, didn't play at all, signed with the Carolina Panthers. We know he started Clemson, and ultimately he was cut today as well. Deontay Johnson gone from the Browns. I feel like every team that he went to last year, pretty much he wasn't happy, and so now he's gone from the Browns. And then you got Mecole Hardman, 3-time Super Bowl champ, little speedster, gone from Green Bay. They said, we don't need you. We just drafted Matt Golden. Get out of here. And Isaiah Simmons, over the course of his career, you don't know if this guy was a linebacker or a safety. They've pretty much tried him everywhere. I guess he's not good enough in one particular spot. He has also been cut by the Green Bay Packers. So no big names. No big names. Yesterday we talked about Kenny Pickett moved to the Las Vegas Raiders. Now it's official. Kevin Stefanski, as miserable as he wants to be, Kevin Stefanski has said Dylan Gabriel is quarterback number 2. And then we have Shedeur Sanders, who happens to be quarterback number 3. Kevin Stefanski is already sick and tired of talking about all these damn QBs. And he was very short when asked about who the hell the backup was for Flacco. And I guess he's just like, y'all already know the answer. Stop asking me.
Have you made a decision on who will back up, Joe?
That Dylan will be the backup.
That's it. He's like, don't ask me any more quarterback questions. I'm sick of it. Browns are going to drive this man into the ground. Just like his quarterback's going to be driven into the ground. And speaking of quarterbacks being driven into the ground, Aaron Rodgers, he spoke today. He was on with Adam Schein. And he talked about being driven into the ground when he was a member of the New York Jets. He says, and keep in mind, his first game as a Steeler is going to be in New York against the Jets. You can go ahead and thank the NFL schedule makers for this one. Aaron Rodgers says, of course I wanted to win in New York. That's why the hell I went.
I really embraced my time there and put as much of myself into it as I possibly could. And I really wanted to win there. I really did. And I have a lot of appreciation for the special moments. There weren't a ton of them, but, you know, one of the coolest moments. Unfortunately, 4 plays later was all taken away, but running down that field, it was a special night. And even though it ended very shortly thereafter, that'll always be a kind of a special snapshot.
Yeah, I was about to say, what other special moment did Aaron Rodgers have with the New York Jets? He literally said it, running out onto the field with that American flag, and then 4 plays later, the guy's grabbing the back of his leg because he blew out his Achilles. There was no special moment. There was no special moment for the New York Jets last year. There was no special moment for Aaron Rodgers last year. If you ask Jet fans, there was... Boncho, you're a Jet fan, right?
Yes.
Was there a special moment?
There was the very good game with Devontae Adams against the Jaguars. But other than that, no.
Okay. I'm glad you're an optimist.
Well, you talk about Rodgers, maybe the game where he pulled his calf, and that's a memorable moment.
Excuse me?
He pulled his calf out in London and wanted to play through it.
Ibacha, there were no special moments, okay?
Yeah. Well, special moments in a bad way. That there's a lot of those.
No. We don't want to call bad moments special. Him being able to have a photo that he could hang up in his house, and then maybe he doesn't even want to look at that because four plays later he ripped his leg. There were no special moments. Everybody got fired. They didn't win anything. There was no victories of note. The guy went down four plays in, came and played last year in a meaningless season, and now he's gone. End of story. Everybody got fired, including him. Now, if that's special, I don't want no damn part of that. And so here's the thing. Since the most special moment in his time with the Jets was running out onto a field with the American flag, does Aaron Rodgers have anything else? Are there any feelings about going back into MetLife where you ripped your damn leg? Aaron Rodgers said, man, going back, I don't care.
Probably nowhere near where it might be made out. A lot has changed over there, you know, coaching staff-wise, player-wise. Obviously, I have friendships over there, but it's one game out of 17. And, you know, at 5 o'clock Eastern on, you know, that Sunday, it's only getting me on to the next game. So that's just the way it is.
It's like, whatever, I don't care. He's lying through his teeth, though. Yeah, everybody got fired. Rob Saleh got fired. Joe Douglas got fired. He basically got fired. Woody Johnson still owns the team. I don't know if he's kind of jet-setting between the United States of America and the United Kingdom. I don't know what the hell that guy's doing. But it'd be pretty hilarious if he's at the game. Just making his presence felt, I doubt it. Woody Johnson doesn't seem like the type of guy to just roll up to Aaron Rodgers. Or maybe he will. We'll find out. I know this. Aaron Rodgers is going to try his best to light them up. He can say whatever he wants. See, it is no Saleh, no Douglas. He's going to try to go out there and light them up. Let's see if Fields can and keep score. I don't know. We'll find out sooner than later. Good luck to Aaron Rodgers. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And a big congratulations to the man who is on his way to being married. You've heard this. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged. It was just a few weeks ago that we heard all the talk about Travis Kelce flushing last season, had that poor year, looked kind of a little heavy there around the waist, had a bad season. Next thing you know, he's just like, yeah, I'm more committed to this year. And this very well may be the final season of his career now that he is engaged. Okay, like you would think you finish out this year, you end your contract, you're going into the Hall of Fame, you're one of the best tight ends ever. Why the hell not call it a wrap? Back in June, Travis Kelce was asked about this. Could you play past this season? This is what he said in June.
I got 1 year on this contract. I know that. And we'll try and figure out something for next year. The Chiefs organization knows how much I love them. I can't see myself ever playing anywhere else. So we'll deal with that down the road when the time is right. But right now, I'll focus on winning the championship this year.
Yeah. And after that, you got to be focused on your wife. You got to be focused in on your life after football. I mean, damn it, this man, Travis Kelce, has been focused in on his life after football before he even got into the NFL. I mean, there's a great article in the New York Times, I want to say, I don't know how many years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and it detailed how he and his college roommates already had a plan to try to make sure that they could maximize his celebrity in the NFL. This guy had an entire show. Travis Kelce had an entire dating show, reality show. What, dating Travis Kelce? People don't remember this. He had an entire dating show as a rookie. If you can, go find the article where they detailed how the idea was for him to always be a celebrity. And so God bless him. He found love. She found him. He found her. And they're together. Apparently, they both got what they want. He wanted to be even more famous than he already was. And he happened to end up with one of the most famous human beings on planet Earth. And so I guess for one more season, at minimum, Travis Kelce can focus in on football. Because you've already heard from Travis Kelce. Just a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, he said, you know what? That Super Bowl loss where the Eagles kicked our asses, he said, I don't think about that no more.
Nah, man, I've thrown that thing in the trash. I moved on.
When did that moment sort of occur for you?
I don't know. I thought it would happen sooner than you can imagine. I was pretty focused on this year in the offseason.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it seems like he's had a busy offseason. We don't know the details of his engagement. God bless him for being able to do it and kind of keep it under wraps. It's a beautiful thing. You think about social media and the world that we live in today, kind of tough to keep things a secret, but they were able to do that and share it on their own terms. The same day that a lot of NFL players got cut. Outside of that, I wish them nothing but the best. You know, people will argue about whether or not this was a sham, a publicity stunt. Apparently not. But I think when you reach that level of fame, everything to some degree is a publicity stunt. I mean, having to plan out sharing this with the world is for publicity. Putting out the photos is for publicity. The relationship, it's a business arrangement as well as love, I would say. They're doing it for the betterment of themselves. You think being with her doesn't help Travis Kelce? I just hope they work it out. Could you imagine if they have a baby? Oh, my God. The world will explode. This might be one of the most famous babies on planet Earth. I think that might be in the plans, too. Stay tuned. Pay attention. I think we might be in store for the final year of Travis Kelce. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much more to do as we continue on with the show. Of course, at the end of it, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Got some information that I need to share with you about some HBCU action coming this coming week. Historically Black college and university football. But on the other side of the break, it's time for a chat with Hannah Van Biber, who covers all things sports, athletics, and pop culture for The Athletic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, it's NFL cut day. Got a couple of guys who lost their jobs. A lot of guys lost their jobs. And we got a couple of guys who are elevated. And then we got a future Hall of Famer who is now engaged to one of the biggest pop stars on planet Earth. Of course, I'm referring to Travis Kelce and then also Taylor Swift. To talk about this and the big old news that we got earlier today is someone who covers all things between the intersection of pop culture and sports. From The Athletic, joining us right now is staff editor Hannah Van Bibber. Hannah, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I can't say surprising news given the podcast episode that we got a few weeks ago. I don't ever remember Taylor Swift sitting down on a podcast, but it seemed to be that this was kind of the next step, given how open they were a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it sure was. I think a lot of Swifties online were saying they seem like they're engaged when they were on that podcast, just the body language. And of course, Swifties are obsessed with all the Easter eggs and secret messages. So, I mean, I was shocked today, like that it came out this afternoon on a Tuesday, but I was also not shocked at the same time.
Do you think, knowing what Travis went through last season, he didn't have the best of years, that the Chiefs got smacked around in the Super Bowl, he's lost weight, he slimmed up. Do you think this is it for him in a Chiefs uniform so he can focus in on his wedding after this?
That is a great question, and I wouldn't pretend to be a Chiefs expert, but I do know that this is his 13th season, which is an important number in the Swift universe. And I also just know from, her favorite number. And did you know today is the 26th, which is 13 times 2, so her favorite number with Travis times 2. And this is also 13 days after that they announced her album on the podcast. Anyways, I digress. My colleagues who work with the Chiefs said Travis was looking great at practice today. He was doing knee pulls and leg kick stretches like nothing was going on. So he is certainly showing up on, if this is his last year of his current contract, he's showing up like he means business. But I think we're expecting the Chiefs to start maybe limiting some of his time and thinking about what's next if he's going to go into free agency and what happens. I mean, I could see him getting married and settling down, doing whatever's next, podcasting, being an analyst, whatever he wants to do, really.
Yeah, I think we can expect to see him on more TV shows and hostings, and he's already gotten a good taste of that. Hannah Van Bibber is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief show, courtesy of the Athletic. You mentioned Taylor Swift. I know there are a lot of people who haven't been happy with the amount of attention that she's gotten in games and during games and entrances. I'm sure that there's people listening right now going, oh, about this Taylor Swift stuff. But can you talk about the impact that she has had on the NFL even up to now?
Absolutely. I mean, everyone we've spoken to in the NFL, including players, say they feel like she's had a really positive impact. I mean, all attention is good attention in some ways in this attention economy, and Taylor Swift is a genius at leveraging that. We did a poll of players last year, and over 75% of them said they think she's a really good, positive thing for the league. She's brought new fans, a new fan base. She's brought families together, and obviously she's brought a lot of dollars.
Well, Hannah, when you think about her popularity, Like, how popular is she? I can name a few songs. I don't bump Taylor Swift in my car. I'm more of a Mobb Deep type of guy. Like, talk about her global popularity.
Yeah, she is maybe the most famous woman alive. I mean, Lisa from Blackpink could probably give her a run for her money. But on her post about her engagement, it's already up to 22 million likes, which isn't even to say views. It was over 1 million within less than 10 minutes. She is certainly, her Eras tour was all over the world. It was the highest grossing musical tour of all time. So she certainly is perhaps the, I guess, queen of the world right now in the pop culture sense. So she has a huge, huge global impact.
So Hannah, once we get through this season, we saw the engagement. I think if they were married, they would already shared maybe some photos. What do we expect over this next year? So we know his football season for him probably is going to end in January for his sake, maybe February. But you mentioned her album. You talked about she just came off of a tour. Things are going to be rather quiet by the time they get to winter, spring, right? No.
Well, it's hard to say if she's going to be on a tour. There's a lot of rumors that she could end up doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl, although that would be awkward if the Chiefs don't make it. Don't hate me, Chiefs fans. There are also rumors that she may do a residency at the Sphere in Vegas. So until her album drops or until we hear the next piece of news, which we already know she could drop it at any moment, we don't know what it's going to look like. But I would say if they're not already married, which some people think maybe they got secretly married, the wedding should be in the football off season, which would be like, in, let's say, after February, before June, probably. So Josh Allen got married, I think it was May 31st. So I could expect things to start kicking up. I mean, this is kind of America's royal wedding. So I think they'll have a lot of planning to do.
Yeah, nobody cared about all these other guys getting married. You talked about, I don't know the name. Josh Allen is married to what actress now?
Hailee Steinfeld. She's an actress and a singer. Yeah, she was in Sinners, which was the best movie of the year so far, I'd say.
Yeah, nobody cared about that one. Russell Wilson. No, but Russell Wilson got married to Ciara. It didn't get this amount of attention, right?
It sure didn't. No, it absolutely didn't. They had such a quiet wedding, and just fans were aware of that. I remember when that happened. But, it's very different. And I think it goes back to what you were saying about just how absolutely famous Taylor Swift is, and some of it goes to, I think, as well, that she is really good at spinning her narrative in a way that grabs attention, and that really speaks to her fan base.
Yeah, like Christian McCaffrey is married to what does she do? Is she a model? What does she do?
Yeah, she was, I think, well, I'm going to say this wrong, but she was a maybe Miss Universe.
Oh, look at me.
Olivia Culpo. Yeah, and probably an actress. She was a model, too.
Okay.
They had a baby recently, I think, and that was quiet. A lot of it is just, do they want people to know? Are they tapping those networks of publicists and media? And I think Taylor has done that. And again, they're announcing an engagement and an album. So it's all to kind of promote their brand. It's a really savvy way to have your private life public, but also maintain some boundaries and make money. That's exactly right.
Oh my goodness. She sure knows
how to make money.
Hannah Van Bibber.
Yeah, she is a billionaire.
Hannah Van Bibber has been joining us from The Athletic. Hannah, I'm going to leave you with this one. If they should have a child at any point in time, if they do, there's no guarantees that they want it. I don't know. We don't know. None of my business, but it is my business. It's personal or public, whatever. Will the world explode if they have a child?
I think that's the only answer. Absolutely. The internet will end because it will collapse.
This will be more famous than any of them royals, right? It'd be a bigger kid than any of the royals.
Absolutely, much bigger than any of the royals, and honestly, a lot richer than any of the royals.
Yeah,
we've probably more athletic.
Yeah, well, yeah, and she's tall. What is she? Is she? She's long and athletic too. What is Taylor Swift?
She's like 5'10", 5'11". Yeah, she's real tall. I know. Leave something for the rest of us. What are our kids going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. This kid, we don't even have famous presidential kids running around anymore. All these presidential right. kids are old. They'd have a baby. It'd be game over. Well, Hannah, thank
something.
You. It would be. Hannah, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and your work with The Athletic.
Well, you can get on theathletic.com and look for me, Hannah Van Bibber. Follow all of our good coverage. I have a video coming out this week that's actually on this about Taylor Swift betting odds and how markets are trying to get in on that from sports books, too. So everyone's trying to get a piece of the Taylor Swift pie. So keep an eye on us on socials, The Athletic HQ. I'm Hannah Van Bibber. And thank you so much for having me on to talk about my favorite subject.
Absolutely, Hannah. Thank you. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
All right. Thanks so much. You have a great night.
You as well. Shout outs to Hannah Van Bibber for joining us from The Athletic. Man, I ain't even know Christian McCaffrey had a kid. I had no idea. She's telling me that his girlfriend was Miss Universe. I don't know what she is or what she does.
Yeah, she was Miss Universe 2012.
Oh, man. See, I don't know. I don't have no idea.
And then I think Braxton Berrios, before she started dating that podcaster, Alex Earl.
I don't know who that is.
Braxton Berrios?
Wide receiver, yes.
Yeah.
Podcaster.
Oh, yeah, I know. Some famous podcaster, Alex Earl. I think she has like she was from Barstool, moved to Spotify and a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're dating now, but Braxton Berrios was dating the sister of the Colpo.
Okay. Yeah, a whole bunch of people that I don't know. Okay, great. I can tell you about Christian McCaffrey and his calf. I can tell you about his legs. I can tell you about his injury. I can tell you about his contract. I can tell you about his stats. Not so much about his baby. And shout out to all the people out there finding love and getting married and engaged and having babies and not getting cut in the NFL. Because that also took place today. A lot of guys got the boot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, we're going to wrap things up. I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I'm going to give you some information about our HBCU major game going on this weekend. We got a lot going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Peter Schwartz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Hannah Van Bibber for joining us. Talk about this Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift engagement. She came through courtesy of The Athletic. There's something else that I need to tell you right now. Shout outs to Mobb Deep, by the way. I love Mobb Deep. Drunk driving, it changes your world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Going down this Sunday, August 31st, 2025, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, it's going down. The 2025 Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic. I gave you some details on its history yesterday, but now this matchup between Miles College, the Golden Bears, the SIAC champions. They take on Virginia Union, University Panthers. They're the 2024 CIAA champs. They're going to face off at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. And here's some good news. This is a big moment for sports, for culture. HBCU Go. It's the leading platform for HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, and the NFL Network. They're getting together. They're going to simulcast the 2025 Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic. So you can see this matchup between Miles College, the Golden Bears, and the Virginia Union University Panthers. Get it on. A big shout outs to HBCU Go and the NFL Network for getting this out all over the country. Keep in mind, folks, drunk driving, it changes your world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's August 26th. Oh, my goodness. Every time I say that, I just go, damn. Getting closer and closer to September. Weather's starting to feel a little cooler, at least here in Georgia, until it goes back to 90-something degrees soon. But anyway, it just means that football is upon us. College football, NFL football is next Thursday. It's, calendar has flown on by. Where do we go? It was June, July, August, damn, September. Anyway, let's take a focus right now on a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
August 26th, the year 2011, Kyle Busch, he broke a record. 50th NASCAR Busch Series victory. He edged his own teammate Joey Logano in the Food City 250 at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch, he broke a tie with Mark Martin for the record in NASCAR's second tier series. Take a listen. This is from ESPN. Kyle Busch on winning 50 races.
It's awesome. You know, I mean, we had Mark with us and there in Loudon with us and you know, just a phenomenal way to be able to win 49 races and tie Mark Martin and then to come here and to be able to beat his record at Bristol, one of my favorite places and one of the team's favorite places. So certainly an awesome race tonight. Yeah, we had a great race car. Clint, I thought, was going to get us and he was going to be the one we were going to have to beat. But it turned out I had to race Joey, my own teammate there. So those guys had a great race car.
Yeah, that's something positive. And it happened on this same day? Well, this is positive, too. Something positive to snap and break a negative. Because on this same day, August 26, 2011, the same day Kyle Busch broke the record, the Tulsa Shock, they broke the longest losing streak. It was snapped in WNBA history. They won 77-75 over the LA Sparks. The Shock at the time had a record of 2-25. You heard me correctly. 2 wins, 25 losses. They had 20 straight losses in this game until Sherrill Swoopes hit a jumper to win with about 3 seconds left. And take a listen to this report from KJRH on Sherrill Swoopes stopping the losing.
What is losing? Well, losing is a disease as contagious as polio. Losing is a disease as contagious as bubonic plague, attacking one but infecting all, but curable. One of the great quotes from The Natural and one the Tulsa Shock have lived out over the last 20 games until last night. Breaking the cycle, fourth quarter, 25 seconds on the clock. Tulsa up by two, but the LA Sparks hit the tying bucket with 22 seconds left. It feels all too familiar. But this would be a different night. The shot clock turned off. Tulsa has the last shot. Sherrill Swoopes one-on-one. She takes her defender off the dribble. Clock winds down. Little dribble drive, and she will put up the shot, and it is good. Sherrill Swoopes seals the win, ending the 20-game losing streak. Shock win it.
Man, losing is a disease. Don't be a loser, okay? August 26, 2016. Oh, this man lost his job. He made some money. He made a point. This is the day Colin Kaepernick, he knelt in protest during the U.S. national anthem being played in San Diego. 49ers was getting ready to take on the Chargers. And we heard Colin Kaepernick's explanation after the game. This is what he said.
There is police brutality.
Yeah.
People of color have been targeted by police. So that's a large part of it. And they're government officials. They're put in place by the government. So, you know, that's something that this country has to change.
There have been situations where I feel like I've been ill-treated, yes, but this stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any kind of way. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice.
And man, I can appreciate that. And he paid for it with his career. Okay, he certainly did. He got a settlement from the NFL. Who knows what came out if he didn't take the money, but he did. August 26, 2017, Floyd Mayweather Jr., Conor McGregor, they had a fight, whatever the hell you want to call it. Mayweather knocked him out in the 10th round. Conor McGregor got tired. Mayweather finished his boxing career. He said, I'm done. 50-0. This is in 2017. Take a listen to this, courtesy of Showtime.
Now he's got him in the corner. Now he's a sitting duck. McGregor hit with a right hand and tries to survive.
Oh,
he's loose. On wobbly legs. He's about to go. Floyd Mayweather has McGregor on the run. A sharp left hook. Another hook. And it's over. Robert Berg says it's over. Waves it off. McGregor was hurt on wobbly legs. He might be slightly protesting. But Floyd Mayweather, dropping near on the ground, has stopped.
Listen, man, Floyd Mayweather was playing with that guy in that match, okay? He was just making sure that everybody was getting their money's worth. If he wanted to knock the living hell out of Conor McGregor, he would have did it earlier. And he knew that he was built for the long run, and he beat him at the end. And they both got rich. Richer. August 26th, 2024, Boston Red Sox catcher Danny Jansen, he became the first Major League Baseball player to play for two damn teams in the same damn game. Okay, the Red Sox were taking on the Blue Jays on a game that was suspended June 26th due to weather. And then he was traded prior to them restarting the game. Listen to this report from CBC in Canada.
At Boston's Fenway Park, another quirky chapter in baseball's rich history.
You know, there's always a chance you can come to the ballpark and see something you've never seen before. It's going to happen today, and it involves Danny Jansen.
Catcher Danny Jansen did what no other player has ever done, becoming the first major leaguer to play for both teams in the same game.
Definitely grateful for the opportunity to be in that position. One of those, you know, crazy things about this game, and definitely an oddity.
Wait, what? How is this even possible?
That sounds weird, right?
Flashback to exactly 2 months ago when this game began. Jansen, the longtime Toronto Blue Jays backstop, fouled off the first pitch of his at-bat. Then the skies opened up. The game was paused, and when the rain didn't let up, it was not resumed until Monday. 2 months is a long time in baseball, and a lot has happened since then.
Man, that's crazy. That is absolutely nuts. I mean, baseball been around so damn long that at any point in time, you're going to get something eventually that is just weird. That was just last year. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 7-3. He played on both teams. It's pretty hilarious. What does this box score look like? Wait, where the hell is it? Yeah, I'll look it up.
Probably go, maybe it's the one set for June, maybe? I don't know, it's probably hard to find.
Yeah, I gotta look. The conclusion is not here. Yeah, I gotta look that one up. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. What a world. Yeah, I can't be two places in one time. Superman? Can Superman do that?
No. He can't duplicate.
He can only be at one place. He can't duplicate, but he can be in two places at one time. Yes, he can. Technically, right?
Technically, he's got an evil clone, if that counts.
You talking about that freak that they built?
Bizarro, yes.
Yeah. So you didn't think I knew about that, huh?
There's also Ultraman. There's Ultraman and then Bizarro. There's multiples.
Yeah, I know Bizarro. I saw Bizarro before you were born. I remember him. You seen all the Supermans, the real ones?
The old movies? No, I saw the first two.
Oh, don't talk to me.
I saw the Christopher Reeves one.
Oh, you did. You're going to say it's old. That's what you're going to say, right?
Well, there's been two other movies. Well, there's the Henry Cavill one, and then there's the new one.
I didn't ask you that. I ain't talking about no new... That's the guy who played Jesus, right?
He did?
What's the guy's name?
Henry Cavill?
Yeah, he didn't play Jesus?
I don't think so.
No, I'm thinking about Jim Caviezel. Okay. All right, never mind. Yeah. Look, I don't know these actors. We just had Hannah Van Bibber here. I don't know who Olivia Culpo is. Culpo? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. Nobody knows Culpos like that.
Nah. Well, you said she was Miss Universe from what, 15 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, I don't go out of my way to watch the Miss Universe pageant, so I wouldn't have known.
I don't either. Hey, well, thank you again to Hannah Van Bibber for joining us to talk about this Travis Kelce engagement. Thank you so much to Tony Gerderman for joining us to talk about these Ohio State Buckeyes and what they're going to do against Texas this week. And thank you so much to Russell Baxter for joining us to talk about all things going on in the NFL. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, with a new top six list. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't leave. Don't move. You can find me everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. Bart Winkler coming up next. Okay? Don't move. Thank you so much to Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you, the listeners, for being here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.